of the Living Geek.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Outwit Out, Play Out, Cast, the Survivor podcast. We're talking about Season 34 of Survivor, Game Changers. Episode 3, The Stakes Have Been Raised. This is the Night of the Living Geeks Network podcast. Go to notlg.com for other good shows. Go to patreon.com/notlg to support the network as a whole. And, you know, rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff, iTunes. I don't know why they tell people to subscribe, because if you're getting this, you're already getting it somehow, probably from a subscription. So, just rate review. That's good. Brian, last week you had Caleb on your fantasy team. And this week you had Malcolm, because you had to add somebody to replace Caleb. I'm gonna open this episode with a little bit of an end thing. I don't care who you're going to add to replace Malcolm on your roster since he got voted out. But can I have a bet with you that whoever you add is going to get voted out?
No.
Fucker. Just like if you add Brad, I'll bet you 3 points Brad gets voted out next week. And it's extra harsh because for the first two episodes of this season, you were winning fantasy, and now you're in last.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Would it be safe to say it's Haley's fault? I find it interesting because going into the season... going into the season, Haley was like the poster child for... Okay, but they're not all really game changers. Like, everyone's like, Haley, come on. What's game changing about Haley? But it turns out she's actually surprisingly good. I think before she was in like a three-way alliance. It was her, Joe Anglim, and Jen, I want to say was the other person's name. And yeah. Haley and Jen were like Joe's two sidekicks, because Joe was such a dominant figure in that alliance, and he was such a dominant player. But Haley on her own is turning out to be really interesting.
What did she do? Are you getting at?
I think she's, because last week she was really persuasive in having it be Caleb and not her. She was really persuasive at Tribal, and she does a really good job of flipping what people say on its head to make herself sound better. Like, she's really, really good at that. And this week, like, JT gets up and goes over to the other side of the Super Tribal, and Haley's like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it too, and gets up and goes to the other side. And the whole time, we'd been built on the idea that this is JT's swing vote, but it's negated instantly when Haley gets up. Like, I don't know why her tribe was dumping on her, but Haley took control of the situation and took control of this whole tribal by changing over. I mean, it didn't end up mattering because there was an idol, but...
Well, because she was the outsider, just like JT. That's where they're all like, if anybody's going to switch, it's going to be one of these fuckers.
Yeah.
But no, it was clearly JT's fault because he told Culpepper they were voting for Sierra.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I don't understand why. Well, I guess.
Why did he do that?
Yeah.
Everything would have been fine if he just kept his mouth shut.
Well, okay, wait. He tells Brad because he wants to be with Brad and with Malcolm. Like, that's what he ultimately wants.
Well, he didn't take into the account that he could tell them and they could give her an idol.
Yes. Which then just screws the pooch on everything.
Oh, man. When they revealed the first vote and it was for Sierra and it didn't count, I was like, oh, please, I'm not done with Sandra yet. Don't vote for Sandra.
Okay. I like Sandra, but I am concerned because she gets really annoyed now when people don't fall in line. Like, she's playing super, like, the dominant position. And she's always been confident, but she seems extra overconfident, if that makes enough hyperbole. Because she's like, nobody got no idol over there. Girl, please. And lo and behold, not only do they have one, but they play it for the perfect person.
I was also kind of hoping Ty was going to do what he did last time and be like, oh, we'll play this idol for whoever needs it. And then be like, no, never mind. It's mine.
No, I'm going to keep it. Well, he can't do that this early.
Well,
you can hope for it, but he can't, because he'd be boned. He'd be as boned next week as JT is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. He sure as hell better win the immunity next week.
Hey, who knows? Maybe they're going to switch it up again.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's been two episodes. That's what we were saying, right? Every other episode, they change up the tribes.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the idea of like a super tribal? Like both of the two of the three losing tribes go and have one vote, but with both of them combined.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. And I knew that the tribe that had more people was not going to win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they would have if not for the idol.
Well, you know, but
right.
Still.
I mean, JT switches back and Haley switches over, and it's still 6-5, just a 1-1-1 player swap. But I love it because as soon as you hear about it, like, that's what you assume is going to happen, but, like, you assume it's going to be one of the tribes versus the other tribe, but you don't know for sure. I mean, it ends up working that way because last week's swap was not that good of a swap. Like, that's why yeah. I was saying last week, like, it's great that they mixed it up, and it's great that they made a third tribe, but it wasn't enough of a mix. And if this had been more of a mix, it would have been a huge curveball. It would have been awesome. And so this played out a little vanilla, but I love the idea of this.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the when Ty found the clue to the idol.
Ooh, yeah.
So do you think, like, they wait, and then if nobody finds the clue before the immunity challenge, they then go take it away and put a different one out there?
Yeah. I mean, it's possible.
So that, like, you know, because otherwise he'd be like, well, you know, now I definitely can't get it until the next immunity challenge, and it'd be screwed.
Well, I mean, that's a good point, because the way they hit it this time, right, they can take the... Yeah, they can take that clue out and put in a different clue while they're off at some reward challenge. Maybe that's when they do it. Yeah. And then the thing's just buried in the sand. And so if somebody finds the one before the challenge, then they put it in the challenge, and whoever found the clue can then grab it. And if nobody finds it in the challenge before they come back, you just swap the clue out, and then it's digging in the dirt. I love that. That's genius. And the digging in the dirt is great, too, because they're making it a lot. Like, you got to put yourself out there now. Like, in the challenge, you got to put yourself out there in front of the tribe. And granted, nobody was around when Ty was digging, but, like, it's a
Which is weird, because he was, like, right next to camp.
Yeah, but it's great, because it's a big open clearing. So yeah. It's not like, you know, it's not like you can hide the fact that you're digging a giant friggin' hole. That's the other thing. It's a giant friggin' hole. So it takes a couple seconds to do it. And then once you get it, even once you get it in your pocket, you got to cover up the hole. Right?
Yeah.
Because then, well, I mean, unless somebody thinks you're making a spy bunker like Tony.
Yeah. Or unless you're going to go back to camp and immediately tell everyone you just found it.
Yeah, I mean, for Ty, it's not relevant, but I like the idea of it from like the producer's point of view, because it's perfect. You got to put yourself out there. But I got to tell you, man, when I watch people hunting for the idol and they like shove their hand in a log or shove their hand like between a crevice of rocks or something, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? There's probably like 10 fucking spiders living in there.
Right?
Like, it freaks me the fuck. Like, I see him.
There could be a scorpion in there.
Yeah, he just shoves his arm up the trunk of a tree, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? There's no way that there's nothing living in there. What are you doing? He's even a gardener. He should know better.
Right.
Ugh. Oh, but speaking of should know better, in the reward challenge, when it's the blind, like, walk around and then knocking stuff off of a... No, it's the blind walk... No, which one was the reward? Yeah, it's the blind walking around. The blind walking around. And then the puzzle thing. The, like, puzzle... Not the puzzle. The like, maze tilting table.
Oh, yeah.
That one?
And is I that love, one the reward? I can't remember which one was which.
Yeah, but I love it because after the maze part, Varner can't stop saying how we're way ahead.
Yeah.
We're so far ahead, guys. And then he immediately loses that advance, like that lead. And then, of course, it's him who loses it after being so confident that we're so far ahead. And then later on, he has his ass bitten again when he's putting down his vote, and he promises to the voting booth camera that he will soil himself if somebody pulls out an idol. Like, man, it is not your day, is it, Varner?
Wait a minute, no. That was definitely the immunity challenge, because only one team won.
Yes. No, that was reward. The immunity was the throwing the pegs, right?
Throwing the stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. That one was the reward, because Ozzy lost after being super far ahead, because Brad is a freaking machine gun.
See, we had this conversation last time. Like, what a big surprise. A fucking professional sports star knows how to throw shit.
Yeah, when Ty kept dropping the ball on the last balance beam, and Brad was there like, don't worry, I can make it up. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Troy Zan has 2 out of 10 left. Like, he's knocked 8 of the 10 over. Come on, Brad. Come on, bro. I'm like, that's bullshit, man. Don't, like, you're just leading Ty on. I was like, come on. That's, I know you're trying to be confident and, like, encouraging, but you just come off like a dick. Of course, right. He fucking does it.
They get the coffee, iced coffee.
Yeah. I mean, it's second to last, but something.
I mean, that's cool for, like, your mental state, but, you know, coffee dehydrates you. Like, I don't, that's really not a very good reward.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing is, it only matters so much, right? Because the tribe that lost reward is the one who then turned around and won immunity, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still early enough in the game that the rewards aren't so impactful day to day, that you, like, need them in order to maintain your strength.
I mean, which, especially not if Ozzy's in your tribe, it can provide so much food for you.
I know. Like, okay. Ozzy is good at this game, right? Like, he is. He's good at the challenges. He rocked the, like, pole balancing thing and the balance beam. He only dropped once, which is insane, because I wouldn't be able to do, like, half of that without just giving the fuck up and going home. So, like, he's actually good at that, and he is pretty good at going around and catching and stuff, right? He's just not good at, like, the social, strategical part of the game.
Yeah.
But...
because he's a stuck-up douchebag.
Right. Like, he's so overconfident about how good he is. And, like, I'm seeing more and more this season, especially how you were talking about how you don't like him and why. Like, he talks about, oh, you know, without me, they need me. I'm the rock of this tribe. I provide for everyone. You know, I provide all the fish. I do this. I do that. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, without you, they're going to starve. Like, there's lots of teams. Yep. There are lots of tribes over the 34 seasons of this that survive without an Aussie on the tribe. You know, somebody else might fish. Might not be you, but somebody might fish.
Right? Like if they vote you out, somebody else will do it. Why would they do it now if you're going to do it?
Yeah. I mean, Troyzan's probably not great at it, but I'm sure Troyzan will give it a shot and be okay. Zeke's good at, like, you know, overcoming his boundaries. Zeke can figure some shit out.
And everybody's, like, so impressed he hit the stingray. It's a huge fucking target. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That was a cool-looking stingray, though. It had, like, blue specks on it and shit.
I know. I always wonder, like, what happens if they stab, like, an endangered species out there?
Right? How would they know?
And how do they know that stingray? I mean, I guess, you know that they give them some kind of training before they send them out there, of, like, a little bit of survival training. That's why they all know how to weave palm fronds for their shelters. They all know some basic stuff. So maybe they teach them basic, eat this, don't eat that. Like, definitely don't try to eat a scorpion, Mike, on the first day, you friggin' idiot.
Speaking of endangered species, I'm going off topic completely.
That's perfect.
Did I tell you the crazy shit? Apparently, the other day, my parents saw a fucking bald eagle in their backyard.
Damn, son.
Right? I didn't know they would even be in this state. Like, what the hell is it doing here? Anyway.
I mean, there's, like, it's a desert. There's goats and shit. They eat goats, right?
No, they're not that big. Jesus. It was eating another bird.
Oh, well, there you go. And Nick has a couple things in notes about the immunity challenge. We mentioned it briefly. But he says he really loves the water that came, that, like, fell down on people.
It's utterly useless. Dude, it was like an episode of, he's getting at it there. He said Nickelodeon. It's like, the hell's in it? Double Dare.
Yeah. Oh, man. I forgot. What do they call it? Gak?
Well, no. Gak was the stuff you'd buy that was like silly putty, but not as good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Man, they called it something. They called everything something on the show. Yeah. I remember reading an interview too, how they like had to make all of it this like bright color and consistency, but still make it edible. And edible in a way that it wasn't like disgusting. Cause then you get, you know, you get hit with the stuff and then you just have the worst face cause it's bitter from all the food coloring. So they had to actually like make it taste kind of good too. The stuff you don't think about when you watch TV. Yeah. So what is it? So, he hasn't heard Suri can yell like nobody's business. I love this woman. I do like Suri too. This is something she can do really well. Like in a lot of challenges, Suri is dead weight, but if you can put her on a puzzle or put her on something where she's directing people, bam, done, said it, good.
Yeah, he said exactly what I was going to say. What the hell? This is a blindfold challenge, and there was nobody, like, fucking running full speed into a fucking post or into another person. What was that all about?
I know. Nobody, like, running into a wall and bumping their junk.
I mean, like, Sierra slightly bumped into Ty at the end, but that was no big deal.
Or like last season, when Ken ran into something at the very start of one of these challenges, and then for the, like, next 5 minutes of the challenge was cupping his balls the entire time because he didn't want to run into another pole while he was blindfolded. No moment like that. I mean, that stuff, it's a fun little, like, you need those relief moments when you watch this stuff, because otherwise it's all backstabby and planning and politics and, yeah. Although I will say, either way, it's nice to get two challenges back again. I always like when there's two challenges, not just because it fills time, yeah, but because it's fun. You get to see some dynamics. You get to see cool, interesting challenges that they try to do. And it's more points.
A lot better for our fantasy.
Yeah, it's more points for fantasy, which is great.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Okay. So let's get back to this tribal.
Uh-huh.
So going into it, I'm like super confident because I have JT on my fantasy team, and I'm like, man, this is how JT, both of the times he's played this game, he's gotten like to the end, and he's gotten it by doing exactly this, by somehow finding himself in the middle of every vote. Like, that's what he's good at, is like, oh, there's 11 people, I guess I'll be the swing vote. It's like, somehow he manages to do that every single time. And so he's always in the position of power, but not in a way that's like overconfident or strategic. I mean, it is strategic, not, maybe not over, what's the, not King Penny like Zeke or Queen Bee like Sandra. He just happens to be like, oh gosh, jolly gee, I'm happen to be the swing vote, everybody. How does this happen every time? You fucking know how it happens, JT. You fucking know it. So I was really confident, but then we go into this and it just gets nuts really fast. This big tribal. What I was half expecting when he stands up and walk over there, I was not like expecting him to just stand up and talk to Brad. I was half expecting him to just stand up, walk over there, and sit with them, like as a show of, I'm with these people. But no, he went even one further. He was like, I'm going to tell you what the plan is.
And they didn't change it, like dumbasses.
Well, because they, like, when they saw Haley come over to their side after JT left, they're like, now it's still 6-5. Like, whatever. And who was, I think it was Michaela, because Michaela's a friggin' genius, and she's great at this game. Michaela's the one who's like, what if they have an idol? Like, what if they do? Like, should we change this right now while everybody's scrambling and they might not hear and we could maybe pull it out? And that's when Sandra was like, the girl, please.
Yeah. Nobody has an idol. Come on. They're all stupid. They're not me.
Yeah. And then, and because of it, one of my favorite players is gone from this game. Like, I barely remembered Malcolm going into this, but in three episodes, he really grew on me. Because
my favorite part was, are you guys ready to vote? And like, Haley's like, what? No, I didn't say I was ready.
Yeah, hold on.
Sandra's like, we're good. You're not going to like it. Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a really good moment from Haley. Another really, really good moment. Like, the two tribes are like scrambling around, and Malcolm is just sitting there still, and Sierra's just sitting there, and they're both like in the middle. They're the two from the opposite tribes that happen to be sitting next to each other. And Malcolm like turns to Sierra and is like, are you okay? Like, how's it going? It was like, they're all scrambling. You just sit here and be cool. And Sierra was like all worked up because she had been hearing her name, which then like really freaks you out.
Yeah.
Especially like you're saying, if you had seen Ty's season where he's like, no, I think I'm going to keep this.
Yeah,
right. You get real nervous if the plan is for him to play it for you.
So Malcolm was a liar, though. He said he was going to walk down the ramp swearing. He did not.
Oh man, no, but I think he did. I think he did, what? And they just muted it. Because did you watch the return after the commercial break? His little confessional at the end. He was real upset.
Yeah.
He was like shocked and angry. He said, JT's not getting the Christmas card this year. He was real pissed. And I can understand why. Like, he was
kind of
well.
Okay. He was like, I'm glad if I got rid of it, it was this crazy ass one. But other than that, this sucks.
I mean, it's true. It's perspective. Like, not only did you get voted out because it's this super mega tribal, whatever you want to call it, like, that is crazy enough to start with. So on the one hand, that you can be like, all right, you can play a game to a certain point, but you get here and shit goes up in the air. Like, not only is it that, but there was also an idol played against the popular vote that was the other side. So it's like two compounding problems. Like, okay, it took all of that for me to get out. Okay. Like, that's legit. It's not like you just got voted out like Tony did. Just a regular old tribal. Get out of here. No. So is Brad in charge on the, what is that, the Mana tribe? I think it's Mana.
Yeah, he's totally in tribe. He's totally in tribe. That's what I said.
He's driving
totally
it up.
In charge.
Is he though? Because next week it looks like Debbie is.
Oh my god. Debbie loses her shit.
I'm good. I'm glad because there's so many episodes where she says things that are dumb and insane and people just kind of like roll their eyes at it and laugh. But no, if you were insane, every once in a while you go off and Debbie about to go off and then she'll be gone and I'll be so much happier.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I skipped the, Debbie's stupid shit she said of the week. This isn't my first time playing. I've played before.
That's literally everybody this year.
That's the whole point of this season, you dumb shit.
That's friggin' everybody. Oh, God. How does Debbie get on the show? Like, I'm convinced if Debbie can get on, I could get on.
Right?
I mean, it'd be a little bit... I would have to, like, do a little bit of an act, like, be a little bit crazier than normal, but I could do it. Yeah. It'd be fine. You could do it. I don't know if the mic picked that up, but my wife said, I'm sure it wouldn't be hard.
Yeah. No, dude, you don't have to be like crazy. You just get in there. If you do like your video, just be a complete, total fucking smartass. You could do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at being a smartass.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No. You?
Babe, you should have been watching this season. You would have enjoyed it and you would have, oh man. I will get my wife into Survivor someday. This is a good season too. Am I right? Like, we're only three episodes in, Brian. This is a really fucking good season.
Yeah, right.
Like, so far, every single episode has been really satisfying to watch.
Yeah, so far. Hopefully we don't get to that point where, like, everyone we like gets voted out and there's nothing but people we fucking hate left.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm looking at this lineup, and after watching it for a couple episodes, I don't know how many people on here I actually hate or would really not want to watch play. Like, I mean, Ozzy's annoying, but I would want to watch him play because he's interesting, at the very least, to watch. And when he gets his comeuppance, it's great, like, because you know he's not going to win. You know he's going to get voted out because he's going to be an overconfident asshole. And they're going to vote him out, and it's going to feel great when they do. And, like, the only people that are still annoying for me when I'm watching are Debbie and... That's it. I mean, Sarah doesn't really show up. Andrea shows up every once in a while, but nobody's really been annoying. There's nobody I don't like here.
Okay, well, all right. At least it's going to... Hopefully we don't get to a point where there's just boring people. Is it better?
Okay, yeah, there are some snore fests in here.
Like, you know, like, I'm going to be upset if, like, the final tribal council is, like, fucking, like, Troy, Zan, and Debbie, and fucking,
Andrea?
Yeah, sure, Andrea, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, if that trio gets there, then interesting shit will have happened along the way. Like, I'm convinced, like, at this point, there's at least going to be, like, the showrunners are doing a really good job of mixing this game up a lot, and maybe too much. I mean, if there's any criticism about this season, it might be that there's too many mix-ups too frequently already. Like, the first episode was as it goes, and that was fine, because whole Tony versus Sandra thing, it was great to watch, and that was great. Yeah. But then the second episode, they changed up the tribes right away, and now this third one, they're doing the super tribal. Like, I'm somewhat worried about if the rest of the season can keep up this pace, or if they're blowing their load in the first, like, four or five episodes, and then it's going to be boring from then out. Like, right now, they're setting me up to expect all of this crazy, awesome wackiness for, like, the next 10 episodes, which might be too much, and then it might be overloaded. It's kind of like when you're watching Voyager, right, and you get into the end of season 3, you're like, oh my god, the Borg! And you're, like, so excited, and then it's, like, 50 more Borg episodes, and by then you're like, oh god, more Borg. Like, this is great right now, but at the end of the season, I'm going to have, like, another super tribal. We're really going to do this again every week now? Okay, it's not special anymore. Like, that's what I'm kind of worried about. Right now, every week feels special and awesome and cool, and it's setting me up for that level of expectation that I might come down from a little bit harshly.
Man,
that's my fear.
if they have a new gimmick for each episode, I'm going to be really impressed, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it'll be impressive, but, like, at the same time, then, like Malcolm was saying when he gets voted out, like, when you lose to a gimmick, you kind of throw your hands up in the air and, you know, what was there I could do? He lost to a gimmick and an idol. Like, gimmicks are fun for mixing the game up and for making you, for making the players adjust on the fly. Gimmicks are great for that. But then on the flip side, gimmicks are difficult to watch because you see a player building a game and then a gimmick just destroys it. And you're like, at what point did my player that I was enjoying watching lose the game because they were bad at the game or lose the game because of a gimmick? It's like when you're watching a sport, right? Like say you're watching hockey, right? And there's 2 seconds left and the game winning goal goes in. You're like, oh my God, fuck yeah. And then it turns out the ref didn't call on sides. And Toronto reviewed it. And so the goal was off because he was off sides by like half a skate. Yeah. And you're like, it's really like, it's awesome because you want to see the cool thing happen, but at what point are you losing because of the structure of the game versus the player playing the game and playing it well? Like right now it's awesome, but I don't want this every week.
But that being said, the name of the season is Game Changers. Clearly they meant themselves also, like the makers of the game. Yeah. They keep fucking changing it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you want to move on to Bits and Fantasy?
Okay.
You sure you don't want to take my bet that whoever you pick up is going to be out next?
No.
Only for one point. That way, it's just next week. I mean, statistically, there's what, 4, 5, 6, there's 8 people left in the pool, Brian.
All right, we'll do this once for, not 1 point. That's fucking boring. We'll do 3 points. We do three points.
Okay. I'm going to put the bet in here as Bad Luck Brian. That's okay. The bet name. So whoever you add, all right, 3 points. 3 points, whoever Brian adds gets voted off episode 4. That way, I'm just going to say episode 4, because if there happens to be 2 tribals,
yeah,
or whatever, I don't know what's going to happen, but
okay, 3 points. Get rid of this. It looks like you're saying minus 3 points. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm getting these 3 points. You're bad luck, Brian.
Okay, fuck.
Right. So we had 3 outstanding bets. One is the drop your bets bet, which is basically whenever Jeff says drop your buffs. The original bet was for when it happens first. I had said 3, Nick said 4, Brian, you said week 5, or episode 5. We were all wrong because it was episode 2, which is insane. But I'm going to leave it here because if it happens next week in episode 4, Nick will get points. And I think if it happens in episode 5, Brian, you should get 5 points. Or you should get 3 right. points. So we're going to keep it on here. In case one of us lands on it, that'll be when somebody gets points. Right. The other bet is the Deadpool, which we are terrible at, but we keep doing everywhere. Anyway, we each pick a player and the first person whose player gets voted out, does that make sense? Yeah. The player who gets voted out first among the ones that we choose, that person gets 3 points. So I had chosen Brad Culpepper, Brian, you chose Ozzy, and Nick chose Sandra. And yeah, they're all still in the game, so we're obviously really bad at this. Yeah. 4 people have
that
been voted out.
That was another reason I was hoping they weren't voting for Sandra.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like Brad, but I'd have been fine with him leaving. I would have gotten points for it. Nobody has him on their team. I'd taken it.
Yeah.
And the last bet. Oh boy. You guys were. Last week, we made this bet, and Nick thought I was dumb, and you thought I was fucking stupid and insane. But I bet last week that what would happen this week is the 2 tribes would be present at the same time and able to hear/see each other at the very least. Nick said, that's bull. They won't both be able to see or hear each other. They'll do the thing where, like, one watches the other, and then the second one comes in and does theirs. So they won't see or hear each other, but one will see the other. And, Brian, you said neither one of those is going to happen. It's going to be 1 tribal and then another tribal. And you both called me stupid. Well, here we are, Brian.
You know what? But this is – you know what? You technically weren't right, okay, because you assumed they were still going to vote out 2 people.
No, but my bet was just they're going to both be in the same room at the same time and both see and hear each other, I said, at the very least. And they did more than that. They interacted and voted cross lines.
I don't think they...
No, I'm giving myself these 3 points.
The bet was that it was still going to be 2 fucking tribals. Just that they'd be able to hear them.
I'm giving myself these 3 points. I'm doing it. I'm giving myself 3 points. Mostly because... Okay, Brian, look. Brian, okay. Level with me here.
If you don't get ahead of Nick, go ahead.
Yes, Brian. Yes. If you don't give me these 3 points, I'm still beating you. So either way, I'm beating you.
Yeah.
But if you give me these 3, then I'm also beating Nick. Yeah. Either way, I'm beating you, but way I'm beating Nick too, which feels so much better, right?
Right. Hey, okay. At least I'm only, you know, a little bit. I'm not, you know, way the hell behind.
Episode 3. Brian, you came into the week with 19 points. Andrea gave you 1 point because she was on the tribe that won immunity. Jeff gave you 1 point because he was on the tribe that won reward and survived tribal council. And you had Malcolm, who got voted out. So Malcolm gives you 0 points. That happens. That gives you 5 points added to your 19, putting you at 24. I had 16 points. I got 4 from Michaela for being on a reward challenge win and surviving tribal. I got 4 from JT for surviving tribal council and being on a reward. And I got 1 from Zeke for tribal challenge win. And I got 3 from the super tribal, which gave me 12 points this week, Brian. 12 points added on my 16, which rockets me up to 28, beating both you and Nick. Nick had 17 points. He gets 1 from Ozzy for winning immunity. He gets a boatload from Sierra. He gets 3 because Sierra survived tribal. He gets 1 more because she won the reward challenge, and 1 more because she got the hidden immunity I all played for her. So that gives, that's a 5-point night for Sierra, which is real good before the merge. That's crazy. And he gets 4 more from Aubrey. No, he doesn't. He gets 4 more for Troizen. And he gets, I did all this math wrong. Oh, shit. He's not there. Oh, I am so sorry, because that is Troizen, not Aubrey. Because he did that move last week. Oh, you're losing points here, buddy. Losing points. Taking him off right now. So he had 17 points. He gets 1 from Ozzy, 5 from Sierra, and 1 from Troizen for Ozzy and Troizen both being on the Tribe That Win Immunity Challenge. So that gives him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points on the week, putting him at 24, tying with you, Brian. So you and Nick are tied. That is... Whew. And I am in a commanding lead now by 4 points, which feels fantastic. And I'm going to get 3 more next week when Brian's replacement player gets voted out. It's happening. I'm calling it. All right, Brian.
You know, I was going to point out that being the only person who's lost somebody, and I've lost 2 of them, the fact that I'm only 4 points behind is really impressive.
That's true. That's true. You are doing pretty good considering. But you, aside from having the fewest points, or tied for the fewest points, you also lost a player this week, so you're first on the waiver wire. Brad, Debbie, Haley, and Ty are available on the Mana Tribe. Sandra and Aubrey are in Nuku, and Suri and Sarah are both on Tavua. Who do you want to add?
Well, I was thinking like Ty, but then I was like, no, because people were talking about Ty, so I don't want to do that.
Because Ty's likable.
But then nobody was talking about Malcolm, so, you know, true. Last week.
Add Debbie.
Go fuck no, especially when she's going, you know, ape shit. People kick your ass out when you do that. So if they lose immunity, she's going to be gone. So I don't want to do that. Yeah. Fuck.
It's rough.
You know who no one is afraid of at all right now? Suri. I'm going to pick up Suri.
Oh, nice. Yeah, she's already doing her thing, just flying under the radar. Yeah. All right. I'm going to put that in here. Add Suri. One of the only 4-time players out there. Nick is
Aussie also, but anyway.
Yeah. Nick is also out there. Nick is also next on the waiver wire. He's tied for last. He has Ozzy, Sierra, and Troizen, but I didn't hear from him on any ad drops. I can't see why he would want to replace Ozzy. He's still good at challenges, and he's still going to go a long ways and then ultimately lose anyway, which is fine for fantasy. He's got Sierra, who still has the legacy idol in her pocket and got him 5 points this week, so I'm sure he wants to hold on to Sierra. And Troizen still got his idol too, so hold on to Troizen. I see Nick not wanting to make a move, and I think that's smart. Sure. Yeah. I am in the lead where I belong, as always. I have Michaela, JT, and Zeke. I'm still confident in Michaela, still confident in Zeke, but man, this is the second week in a row where JT is in the is in the last, like, next week on. JT, I stuck out for you this week. I don't know if I want to stick out for you again, but I'm looking at the waiver. Who do I add? Do I add Brad? Brad's got a target because he's a leader. I don't know if I want to add Haley or Ty, or definitely not Debbie. Cerie's gone now. Sarah, I could take Aubrey from Nick.
I would not keep JT right now. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but he's...
They are pissed at him.
Ooh. But they're not going to do it. They're not going to do a double travel again. No way. I'm going to keep JT. I'm going to stay with Michaela, JT, and Zeke. I'm keeping my all-star team.
You better hope he wins.
Yeah, I know. I know. Because, man, he was already on the outside on that tribe, but now he's really on the outside.
Yeah. Man, like,
Before they just didn't like him. Now they hate him.
Like I was saying, like, I didn't want him to vote out Sandra, but now I'm like thinking about, like, what the fuck did you idiots not vote out Sandra?
Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking?
I know. Well, I mean, this is the thing with Sandra, especially before the merge. You can take out Sandra anytime, right? And even after the merge, Sandra's not going to win a challenge. You know she's never going to win a challenge. The only way Sandra gets to the end is by playing her game or if somebody gives her an idol of some kind. Otherwise, like, she's never going to win a challenge. You can take Sandra out whenever you want. It's so deceptive because, like, a guy like Malcolm will help this tribe win challenges, and he'll stick around, and this is your opportunity to take him out. You got to do it.
But she is very clearly in charge.
Yeah.
When you vote out the people who's in charge, then they all break up and don't ever vote together again.
Yes. That's what you and I know, playing it from home.
Well, yeah, but they all know that. Come on.
Brian.
Some of these people are on the fourth fucking time out here, okay?
You and I need to make a joint video to send in and say that we will go play. Ooh, on if they do Blood versus Water, but with with bros,
yeah,
instead of family. Oh man, you and I would rock this game, Brian.
Wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would.
You know, until you get there and they'd be like, by the way, you're in opposite tribes, you guys.
That's fine. They'll shuffle it up and we'll have a 50-50 shot of being together again after the week. Yeah. Apparently episode 2, 6 days in, we'll get a new tribe. I would die out there. I would.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So was I. I'm a huge glutton, dude. I couldn't survive on that little food.
This is the thing, though. As much as I would die of starvation. I'm fine with fish, but as much as I would die of starvation when they do the eating challenges, I ain't doing that either. Hell no.
No, hell no. who was that one time? She just like stood up there and was like, you win. Go ahead. Eat it. I'm not doing that shit.
Oh, yeah. God, who was that? That was beautiful. She's like, no, it's cool. I take your time.
See, I wouldn't do it like that. I would like pretend like I'm gonna go bite it real fast and then just watch them do it.
Oh, but you know what though? That's a good mind game. Like, I don't got this. Go ahead and take your time. So whatever disgusting thing they were gonna eat, they think, oh, I don't have to stuff it down. I can take my oh god. Like, no, whatever they give you, you want to stuff down anyway because it's disgusting. So it's a good mind game to be like, no, it's cool. Take your time. Take as much time as you need to eat those slugs.
Ugh.
Or whatever it is.
And it's got feathers and a beak and shit. Ugh. Ugh.
Okay. Sounds like we're done with the episode. You think we're done with the episode?
Sure.
All right. This one's in the can. I'll do a little bit of editing for Nick, but hopefully he'll join us next week. Until then, everybody, you can follow me at Jolly Andy. You can follow Brian at... What's your Twitter thing? Do you even tweet?
Too Crazy.
No, it's not Too Crazy. You changed it.
No, it's not even Too Crazy.
B.Y. the Rapper.
It's been a while. It's B.Y. the Rapper.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a while.
Why is it
B.Y.? I tweet once
you don't
every
rap.
4 months or something.
I tweet when I want to sell something or when I want something. But you should all follow Nick, even though he's not here. We have snacks. He actually does tweet and post things.
He says
and
interact with people.
Yeah, he uses Twitter. So yeah, follow him instead. Don't follow us. We're schmucks. Ooh, maybe next week we can have the pig discussion.
Huh?
You didn't follow? Okay. Well, we need to have a discussion on Twitter next time, because Nick said something in a chat about ham, and I was like, okay, ham's okay, but it's like the worst thing you can do with pork.
Was that what you were saying? We'll talk about ham next time? I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah. Oh, that was in a different chat. That's why you didn't see that. Okay. We'll have this discussion on Twitter. That way, all of our tens of fans will be able to see it.
Our fan will be able to see it.
No, we have, I have the numbers. We have a couple dozen. We're doing okay.
Okay.
All right. That's it, everybody. Until next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Night of the Living Geek.